Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited that Kim Levine is back on the show, too, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the multimedia company Mommy Millionaire Media. She's the author of best-selling author, of Mommy Millionaire, and the subversive document I'm holding in my hand here, The Mommy Manifesto. And she's her lovely picture on the cover of both these books. In this manifesto book, she's there in her jeans, and knowing her, you know, she only has skinny jeans, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the only kinds she has. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thanks for having me. And I'm always excited to talk to you. You have been on the front lines of business, I know, since the beginning of my business career. Yeah. And you know what? I love that you are out there saying what has to be said, so bring it.
I appreciate that. But now, so back to the jeans thing now. You're obviously, yes, here in your skinny jeans on the front of this book. And I got to thinking, that's really redundant for you, right? Because you only have skinny jeans, right?
You know, I tell people, try my diet and exercise program. It's called working your butt off, you know? And you look at the billions of dollars that are spent on the diet industry every year. I don't work out. I just work my butt off.
There you go.
When you're making money, that's the reward.
I like titles that are totally intuitive, Kim, so good job on that one. Kim, ladies, women have come a long way. I've interviewed women who, on whose shoulders, frankly, you stand. People like Lillian Vernon and ladies like that. I've interviewed some of them on my show who were trying to get loans in the 50s, 60s, 70s, uh-huh, even the 80s, who were carving out their niches in all those years and fighting a glass ceiling when it was only about 18 inches off the ground. And so when you think about where those women were, and where women are today in terms of opportunities in the marketplace, whether it be employment or ownership, women have come a long way, haven't they?
They have come a long way. And yes, I want to give all credit and respect to these women who did break down the doors, Jim. It is, you know, we cannot thank them enough. But here's the shocking news.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, but? You mean we can't stop there? There's more?
Yes, we're going backwards, Jim.
There's not enough. It's not enough.
I'm saying that we are going backwards on critical issues in the workplace, you know, such as there's a record number of sexual discrimination lawsuits in 2009 and 2010, a record number of pregnancy discrimination. Recent research shows that women are losing ground. You know, we only had 3% of CEO positions across the country. New research shows that we're dwindling. Those numbers are going backwards.
Have you segregated these cases in terms of the sector or the marketplace? For example, do you know how many of the statistics you just gave us can be associated with small business as opposed to big business?
I break it down by industry, Jim. But you know what?
Isn't that important to point out, though? I mean, isn't that an important differentiation to make?
Well, you know, the small businesses, women are starting business. You know this, Jim. Women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men.
Yep.
So, you know, I say it's not a glass ceiling anymore, Jim. That's, you know, we're not talking about career workplace here today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about small businesses. And I found that women are dropping out of the career workplace in record numbers because they're fed up with this.
Yeah.
And they're starting their businesses in response. And, you know, when women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men, and 70% of all jobs come from small businesses, it's imperative that we connect women with capital.
Right.
Because it's not, and I'm saying,
so you're saying,
you know, this
that there's,
isn't
an, there's
women,
still an
this
inequity.
This is about money.
Where's the inequity these days in
capital, Jim,
for
is,
women?
You know this credit market is locked down tight.
For everybody. for everybody.
Everybody, everybody. And, you know, it's important to start a business. You know, this is what the economy depends on. In response, there's $20 billion in angel capital alone every year available. And this number is going, you know, is increasing by 20% a year. And you probably know you can't turn around without bumping into an angel investor nowadays. They're everywhere.
And the
shocking fact is that women own 48% of all businesses in America, but we only get 4% of that money.
Have you broken down? Have you broken down the? I always, of course, you know. Look, as you know, Kim, I've earned my bones over the last 13 years supporting women in business. I've nobody on the planet, not one. I'll put my record against anybody on the planet, ABC, NBC, CNN, I don't care. Nobody on the planet has given women issues more voice than I have in the last 13 years.
Yes, I agree.
But I am suspect of the statistics when I don't know the methodology.
And this is a study by the University of New Hampshire.
Okay, but in other words...
and even the Kauffman Foundation.
Okay, as long as we know that that 4% means the, you know, it took into consideration that women are probably less likely to ask for capital than men.
Exactly.
And women may not have, you know, in other words, all the things that are different about men and women, if that's taken into consideration and that's your number, then that should be against the law.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're right, Jim. It is, you know, there are a lot of factors that contribute to that. And there are a lot of people out there, I can't believe this, this whole topic is coming into the public attention on a bigger and bigger scale. And I just read some articles this week that were quoting fast and loose data. I don't know where they get this data.
Yeah.
I proved that this data came from a respected source, the University of New Hampshire, you know, which regularly does, you know, business research, particularly on private equity, and the Kauffman Foundation. You know, let's face it, that's credible research sources. And, you know, this whole idea of women owning 48% of all businesses, that's been confirmed by U.S. Census data that I've
That's a good number. I know that number's good.
But here's the thing, Jim. You hit it on the head. What is the disconnect? Why is this happening? Should it be against the law? Well, you know what? I tell people, you know, women are saying, forget trying to make things happen. You know, this isn't a political revolution anymore. We're not fighting the political system.
But we also have to. We also have
laws that.
Kim, we got to go to a break here. We also have to make sure, and folks, I'm not playing the devil's advocate here, but it is some of my tough love. We also have to make sure, Kim, and you're a perfect example of somebody who's doing this. You also have to make sure that women get the tough love that makes sure that when they go for money, that they've got their cornflakes together, that they're doing it the right way, as do men. Stand by, Kim. We got to take a quick break. Kim Levine is our guest, folks. Her new book is called The Mommy Manifesto. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.